Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, to whom he goes to at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, if he does not give up and give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up and give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you know then, who are wicked, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
There we go. Father Christopher's working on a new microphone. All right. Ask, seek, find. I asked for a Lionel train, did not get. All right. Now we're back at the homily where we were. We pray for God for all sorts of things, and we don't always get it. And we ask for all sorts of ridiculous things, but God promises to provide for us. And so when you come here today, what are you asking for God? What are you seeking from God? Sometime what God has planned for us is better than a Lionel train set. And I remember thinking as a child, a lot of times, I didn't find I got what I really wanted a lot. And this is oftentimes because my family couldn't afford things. My family struggled being on welfare. And I remember asking my father once, "Dad, can I play lacrosse?" And my father said, "No, you're not going to be able to. We can't afford that." My friends were going to this really nice school out in the suburbs. I wanted to go there for school. "Can't do it. We can't afford it. You're going to have to go to the Catholic school that's near us that you can walk to. We didn't have a car." These are all the things that have happened to me. And yet, while I didn't end up playing lacrosse, I ended up doing theater things. I ended up building sets. That was a good job when I was in college. And I was like, oh, this is good. This is where God is drawing me to. Got accepted into a great graduate program in theater. And my life changed. My mother passed away. I tried going to grad school for theater and found I really didn't like it as much. And that's when I became a teacher. And it was interesting because the first question that I got asked, "You wouldn't have to have an interest in theater, would you?" The irony of the last semester I was there, some of my students asked, "You wouldn't happen to help us be interested in helping us start a lacrosse team, would you?" It's funny how God works sometimes. As a senior, I was asked, "Have you thought about the priesthood?" I didn't even believe in God. Now look where I am. God can do things in your life, and some of them are unplanned. Like I mentioned, my mother's passing. I had some health issues later in life. These are not things that I asked for. And you know, certainly my family's financial situation, it's not something we asked for, maybe not necessarily with the will of God. So sometimes what we've been given is not necessarily the will of God. But yet, if we ask for God's help, God can help us through that and help get our life back on track to where God wants us to be, which is not necessarily where we want to find ourselves sometimes. But yet, God promises to provide for us. And not just that we be, "Oh Lord, thank you for providing me a sunny day. Thanks for the 90 degrees, Lord." But God provides happiness and joy in our lives if but we conform our will to God and allow God to work some masterpiece in our wives. Taking away some of our expectations, some of our conditions on God. And yes, our anger and our frustrations. Not just with God, but other people. When we let go of that, God can transform our lives. We could be asking for Lionel trains if we can find ourselves doing something even more awesome. I know that we are looking for certain things in life, certain expectations and what type of car we are to own, what kind of job that we are to have, what type of school to go to, what we're supposed to major in. And that's not how God works sometimes. If you notice, very few of the people in the Gospels or even Scripture stay in one place. Oftentimes, God transforms their lives into something. Do you think a bunch of fishermen thought they were going to be these great orators of the first century? I don't think so. God transforms their lives and can transform yours. You know, I had to laugh when I joined, when I went to look at different religious orders. I looked at the Dominicans. And you know, I said, not for me. I'd have to study too much. I don't want to have to get a doctorate. Guess what? I got my doctorate a couple months ago. And it's not something I sought for myself, but God uses our lives. And you can transform your own life into the will of God. But we have to let go of the Lionel train sets. And I want to go back to my mother's death. That's something I carry that burden, and it doesn't mean it had to control my life. I could be angry with God quite a bit. I could be angry at people who've hurt me and my family. I was bullied often in school. But I had to let go of that anger and let God take control of my life. And we don't like doing that. We like doing the driving. But oftentimes we end up getting lost. So let us ask for God's help and ask for God's will to be done in our lives, and let's seek it out. It's not that God just drops this all in your lap and says, guess what, you're doing this for your entire life. It's an unfolding of God's plan today. It's an unfolding of a stranger that wants to have an encounter with you. It's an unexpected friend coming by your house. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God's plan is not rolled out in some sort of secret decoder ring thing that you're just going to try to figure out. God works with your desires, He works with your circumstances, and can change and transform them into something that's very interesting. I promise you, if you asked me where Pasadena, California was as a kid, I would have told you, no, I don't know where that is. I grew up in Baltimore. Traveling far away was my grandmother's house, an hour away. We didn't have a car. I didn't learn how to drive till I was 23. I didn't get on a plane till I was 21. Now here I am. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God has a plan for you. And certainly some of those things like death and illness and accidents, we don't know how that fits in. I'm not going to try to understand that. I can't tell you, if I had a good answer, I wouldn't need to be here. I would have written a nice book and we'd all have been really happy. I don't know. I don't know why my mom died. But I know that God has given me grace to get through that situation and to bring that grace into other people's lives, just as the hurt and the sorrow and suffering that you've had in your life, God can transform that. That pain and suffering, God can transform that. Your interest, God can transform your life and be abundantly happy. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we may be asking for ciabatta bread. We're seeking bread. We found, here's your white bread. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not be disappointed when God doesn't answer our prayers for Lionel trains or for millions of dollars. Let's be grateful for the grace that we have in our lives. Let's have the willingness to let go of our own plans and expectations. And let's let God transform our lives.